ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
This is the most joyful day here at ISV and at gatherings of Vaishnavas all over the world who are connected through the parampara to Srimati Radharani. Those who know what this day means. Are very happy to come together to celebrate the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. And that's what today is, Radhashtami. So before we start, I'm going to offer my obeisances to His Divine Grace Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the ISKCON Society. He has introduced the world to the process of Krishna consciousness, especially through the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as the combination of Radha and Krishna, through whom, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is, anyone from any walk of life can approach Radha Krishna. By serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan movement, one comes to cleanse the heart and also to come to full knowledge of the intricacies of the spiritual world, which is the greatest asset that any human being can attain in this life. The human form of life is especially meant to develop spiritual assets. Any of the material assets that we develop will be lost in course of time, whereas our spiritual assets are never lost. Those, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, neha bikramanashosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpamapya siddharmasya traiteya mahato bhayat, are never lost. And even a small endeavor in spiritual life creates a permanent asset. One's progress is never thwarted when one moves forward sincerely in spiritual life. So we can't take for granted the fact that we have these opportunities. In general, just having a human life is a great opportunity. As the Srimad Bhagavatam says, labvam sudulabhamidam bahusambhavante manushya martadam anityam apihadhira. That means that one gets a human form of life only after transmigrating through millions of other lifetimes. And the human life is especially valuable because it affords one the opportunity to inquire about the absolute truth. So we're going to sing first, and then we're going to have an abhishek at 4:30, and we'll also make a couple of announcements about programs that are available here at ISV, because everyone's interested in finding out what else can I do to involve myself here at ISKCON of Silicon Valley and in general be more engaged in spiritual life. So do you agree to that schedule? Does that sound compatible with what you came here to get today? Is that all right? Three or four people said yes. So we have access, luckily, to the revealed scriptures. Revealed scriptures means that the way that we know things comes down to us from a higher level, and it's passed down to us to a lower level. Of course, one could say that's how you know all things. But revealed scripture particularly is respected within the circle of spiritual practitioners known as Vaishnavas, because we've accepted that there are axiomatic truths that come down to us through Scripture. In fact, it's mentioned in the Vedanta Sutra, which is a compilation of very short verses that summarize the Upanishads. And in those sutras, Srila Vyasadeva, the author, says that God can be known through the Shastra, through understanding Scripture. Of course, there's the original Vedas, which are co-eternal with the Lord. They're always existing. And at particular times in the universe, there are extensions of those original Vedas, which give a very detailed and commonsensical explanation of the process of spiritual life and how to understand God. These are known as the Smritis. The original Veda is known as the Shruti. And in these Smritis, Smriti literatures, the Puranas, Itihasas, like the Mahabharata, for instance, which contains the Bhagavad Gita. And then we have various Puranas, which give historical accounts of various activities of kings and other sages that give us lessons to learn in spiritual life. In our line, the topmost of all of those teachings, which, by the way, when I mention these teachings, the Smriti, or those that come after the Vedas, are more important in the age of Kali, especially because we don't have the background to understand the original Vedas. They're not comprehensible to us in this age. However, the Itihasas and Puranas are. And of all the Puranas, the founder of our Sampradaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he is also claims to be part of the Madhva Sampradaya, so we're known as the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, showing the chain of our connection that goes all the way back to Krishna, starting from Brahma receiving enlightenment from Krishna and then passed down to his son Narada, then Vyas, then Madhva. Then Madhva has a whole line of disciples, and then from there to Srila Madhavendra Puri, who starts to exhibit the first signs that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be appearing to explicate the mood and method of worship of Srimati Radharani, which is the most prominent aspect of our line. And in expressing that mood and method of worshiping Krishna through the process of spontaneous love, which is achieved by following in the footsteps of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are the direct disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can develop this spontaneous love for Krishna, as exhibited by first by Madhavendra Puri, as I mentioned, and then through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers down to the present day. The primary pramanam, or evidence, evidential scripture, given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his followers is the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam actually is an incarnation of Krishna. Krishne swadhamo bhagate dharma ganadi bisaha kalo nasya drishamesha purar narko dunoditaha. In the Kali Yuga age, after Krishna departs this world back to Goloka Vrindavan, simultaneously the Srimad Bhagavatam appears as the literary incarnation of Krishna. There's no difference. Well, I mean, it's a book. But for those who know the spiritual science, there's no difference. In fact, it's a very merciful incarnation of Krishna because it's where the eternal meets the temporal. You may say, well, it's a book made of paper. Well, that's nice because you can carry it around and look at it. Wow, I think there's one appearing now. If you talk about the Srimad Bhagavatam, it shows up in your life and in the lives of many others too. And when one reads the Srimad Bhagavatam, then one learns the very standard of devotion which was taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekat Mana Vapi Bhuvi Buddha Deham Beda Gatau Tau. It's described how Radha and Krishna are two aspects of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Why are there two? Thought God was one. Yes, Advaya Gyan Tattva, the Absolute Truth is one, there's only one God, but there are many features or aspects or differentiations within the Absolute Truth. And God is simultaneously one and different from His creation. This is the doctrine known as Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, which is a very complete doctrine with volumes of commentary, especially in the Satsandarbha by Jiva Goswami, who gives a very clear understanding of why this is a sound philosophy. Therefore, it's very important for those who take up, ultimately, at some point, important for all those who take up the process of bhakti yoga, to be acquainted with the philosophy of Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva, which is also given in this book called the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which I'm assuming is the book that just appeared right next to me, on a golden throne. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna recombined. And now there are reasons for that. And one of the reasons is central to the celebration today, Srimati Radharani, as mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, albeit in a very secret way, is the emblem of the highest devotion to Krishna. And her worship of Krishna is the topmost, is unparalleled. Sometimes people say, well, where is Srimati Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam? It's very clearly there in the 10th canto, especially in the mention of the rasa dance, when Krishna is dancing with many gopis. And I know I'm jumping to a very high subject matter at a Sunday program, but it's Radhashtami. And he senses that there's some pride within the gopis dancing with him in the Rasa Leela, and he disappears in order to create a feeling of separation and intensify their feelings of love. And then there's a meeting of Krishna and Srimati Radharani in the forest, and in that section of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the rest of the gopis are looking for Krishna, they notice that there was another set of footprints next to him. He wasn't alone. And then they saw that the footprints next to him disappeared. And they assumed, well, maybe she got up on his shoulder, he's carrying her, and so forth. There it's mentioned that there is one special gopi who has attracted the attention of Krishna. This is undeniable in the Sanskrit of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone can read it and understand the reason that Shukadeva Goswami, when speaking in the Srimad Bhagavatam, didn't go into great detail about Srimati Radharani was explained by Navina Nirada Prabhu this morning. One aspect is that there was a large assembly of people seeing off Parikshit Maharaj and listening to Shukadev when he was speaking. And that assembly, because it was a mixed audience, there were jnanis, yogis, sages, all kinds of backgrounds. And it's not appropriate to bring up these most esoteric matters in a mixed audience, so he didn't. But the other reason is, according to our acharyas, he knew that even by bringing up the topic of this greatest of the servitors of the Lord and mentioning her in any detail, Shukadeva Goswami risked fainting in a spiritual trance and losing time. This happens sometimes to very advanced spiritualists, and they're careful not to give up their service for the sake of going into ecstasy. For instance, you'll find in the Nectar of Devotion, it's mentioned about Daruka, who was the chariot driver for Krishna, and when his hands started shaking in ecstasy, he was praying to stop the ecstasy, make the ecstasy go away, because he didn't want to interrupt his service. The service to Krishna is higher than just trying to experience the ecstasy. So Shukadeva Goswami was in that mood. And the point of mentioning her, of course, is that the devotees, or of course in any field of endeavor, one wants to know what is the emblem of the highest achievement in that discipline. And very decidedly and pointedly throughout the Vaishnav literatures, Srimati Radharani is the topmost of all servitors of Krishna because of the quality of her service and the mood in which she does it. These are very important points. Where is that evidence? Well, in the Chaitanya Manjusha, it is mentioned, Arajo Bhagavan Vrajesha Taniyasta Dhamma Vrindavana Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajaviduk Vargena Valkalpita. This verse, which goes on from there, describes the tenets of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings in a summary. And in that summary, he says that Krishna and his abode are non-different, and that the highest method of worship that was of worshiping Krishna was conceived by the gopis of Vrindavan, Vrajavadus. And in our sampradaya, it's very much known that of all the gopis, and there are billions mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur when he describes the various categories of gopis. This is a science of where various kinds of very intimate servants of Krishna come from. Some come from sadhana bhakti in the material world and then become elevated to a spiritual platform. Others are eternal associates of Krishna that never leave the spiritual world at all and are always with him. But there are many, many categories. And, of course, even billions is a very tiny number compared to the number of living entities there are, which are described in the Shastra as asankhya, uncountable. They're unlimited living entities. And the idea is that every living entity can enter into the same service mood of the gopis and Srimati Radharani. Where else is Srimati Radharani as the servitor of the Lord and singled out and pointed to in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita? Brihat Bhagavatamrita is a condensation or a summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is really meant to give us an idea very clearly that we're not part of this material world, and then show us which direction we should be going. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, na rupamasyeha tato palabhyate nanto na chadir na cha sampratishta ashvatamenam suvaruda mulam asanga shastrena jitena chitva chatakpadam tat parimagitavyam yasmin gata nanirvatanti bhuya tameva chajyam purusham prapadye yatak pravriti prashita purani. This verse essentially says, for all of those lost in the material world, it's like being lost in a huge banyan tree. You have to cut the tree down through the weapon of detachment, and thereafter you have to search out that original supreme person in the spiritual world and reestablish your relationship with him there. And understanding that we have a destination and we have a relationship somewhere that's not in this material world, that's a very frustrating set of relationships that we have here, is important to focus our attention. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is describing how we attain that position, thereafter comes the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which is a summary study given by Parikshit Maharaj to his mother Uttara just after he finished hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam of Shukadeva Goswami. There was some time left. How much time did they have altogether? 7 days to hear the Bhagavatam. How much time do we have? 7 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We all have 7 days. We should take advantage of all seven of them to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. There was a little time left over, and Uttara, who was not close enough to the speaker to hear everything, wanted to know from her son, what is the summary, what is the essence of what was told by Shukadev Goswami to you? And in summary form, Parikshit now recalls the Bhagavatam in the form of the Brihat Bhagavatamrita to his mother Uttara. And he begins by describing what is the ultimate goal, because as Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, the mind becomes bewildered due to lack of an ultimate goal in life. We're all looking for a place to put our attention, a worthy object of our meditation. And we're looking for the best kind of goal. We have goals throughout our life, going to school, or we have some athletic kind of pursuit. And then when you get to Google, then where do you go from there? I mean, you know, you finished all your high school, then you go through college, and then you end up at Google or Intel or Oracle or LinkedIn. And then where do you go from there? Is it all downhill, or is there a higher goal? We need to have an ultimate goal in life, a place to fix our mind. And also, according to the Bhagavatam, we crave a perfect object of meditation, which is not readily available anywhere in this world, because wherever I look, no matter how beautiful the form is, no matter how perfect the landscaping is, it always comes unraveled. And it's very disconcerting. We see nowadays, of course, it's always the case, but people worship famous people, if I'm not incorrect. You see a famous person, everyone just runs after them. They're spontaneously attracted. People worship beautiful people, right? Somebody's very beautiful, they become noteworthy in the world. Everyone looks at them, runs after them. Now I've seen that it's rampant on the social media that somebody was famous, they become infamous, and then everybody takes pleasure in seeing that. That, oh, they were famous, and now they're not. So isn't that nice? And also, people who are very beautiful, what happens as time goes by? I mean, it happens every time, practically. Except for maybe Paul Newman, I don't know. Everyone becomes degraded, and they lose their beauty. And everyone says, oh, look at that. Ha ha, look, they lost their beauty. And everyone's looking for that place, however, where the beauty doesn't diminish, where the fame is always there. What is the ultimate object of my meditation? Where can I put my attention where I won't be disappointed? And this is a problem in the material world. I don't see anywhere that I can do that. And in my heart, I become cynical because I feel that there is really nothing. And actually, there are whole philosophies that grow out of this cynicism. There's a whole scientific world nowadays that bars any idea that there's a supreme, beautiful creator who's created everything. If you bring that up anywhere, practically, you'll find detractors who say, no, that's not possible. Why isn't it possible? I mean, it makes more sense than everything coming from a chunk, just arbitrarily. It's actually linguistically incorrect to say that something comes from nothing. It doesn't even make any sense. Grammatically, it doesn't make sense. And what to speak of philosophically? So the idea of a supreme God and a supreme goal and an ultimate servitor of God is very reasonable. Devotees are actually happy because they found a reasonable philosophy. It makes sense that that everything comes from a person. Even kids, when they're first drawing in kindergarten, they make a house. What do? To the house? They put a little smile on it and little eyes. And they make a sun, eyes on the sun, and little mouth. Everything's alive. It's natural. We want to see the personality behind everything. But where to look? Everywhere I look, everyone claims there's someone else. Well, in our sampradaya, all of the devotees keep pointing to others until Sanatan Goswami takes us in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, he's the author, by the way, all the way to the spiritual world where Srimati Radharani is singled out as the topmost servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, what is the mood of Srimati Radharani when she's pointed out as the ultimate servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Her mood is, it's not me. In fact, that's the mood of all the devotees. When Narada Muni is trying to discover which devotee has received the most mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he first encounters a simple Brahmin who's worshipping Shalagram Shila, and he sees the nice way that he's worshipping, offering beautiful articles. And then afterwards, he collects all the Sukriti that he got from worshipping the Lord, and he offers it back. And Narada said, this must be the best servitor. So he approaches it, so you must be the best. You've gotten the most mercy. I don't. Not me? I'm insignificant. I'm terrible, actually. And he points onward. And from one to the next, the devotees point to others and say, I don't have any mercy from the Lord. And they give reasons that are actually painful to hear because they're so expert at explaining why they don't have any mercy from the Supreme Lord. We don't like to hear it because we revere all these devotees, and to hear them denigrate themselves is almost painful to hear. But there's a purpose in that. They're pointing towards the next devotee, and Sanatana Goswami in his writing takes us all the way to Goloka Vrindavan, where we find that there's no other servitor that's better than Srimati Radharani. So what is the mood of her service? It's selfless service. She has no purpose in performing the service except to please Krishna. And this is the standard of devotional service. We call the gold standard. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that in order to satisfy the self, Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radhoksaje haituki apratiyata yayatma supersediti. This means that out of all the occupations and things that you can do in this life, you won't find any happiness until you come to the gold standard of spiritual practice, and that is performing service that is unmotivated and uninterrupted. That means I'm not serving God to get something in return. Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita there's various kinds of people who approach him. Chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukritin arjuna arto jignasa artarti jnani cha bharatarshaba. He says there are those in need of money. There are those who are very distressed. And almost everybody turns to God when they're distressed. It's a common saying in America that there's no atheists in foxholes, which means when you're in the heat of battle and you're a soldier, you may be an atheist up to the point when you're pinned down in the battlefield and you have to dig a little hole and lie down so you don't get hit by sniper fire. And at that point, everybody starts praying. And then he says, then there are jnanis, and then there are people who are knowledge of the absolute truth. And he goes on to say, Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishite priyohi jnani no kyartam aham saja mama priya. That of these, the one who is in knowledge of me, that is in knowledge of devotional service, very particularly according to our acharyas, is the best. Because that person is developing a quality of devotional service that is unmotivated. And then Krishna says, Udarak sarva evaite jnani tvapvai mamematam astita sahayuktatma mamevam utamam gatim. All of these people who approach me for any reason, because they're in distress, because they're in need of money, because they're searching for knowledge, they approach Krishna, and he says, all of them are great souls. Because they approached me. They're pious. But the best ones are those who are coming towards being unmotivated. And as the devotees become
less and less motivated materially and only want to serve Krishna, service for service, not asking anything in return, they enter into rarefied company. Muktanam apisidhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma koti shvapi mahamune. Mentioned in various, of course, from Srimad Bhagavatam, mentions that there are millions of saintly people all over the world. Muktanam apisidhanam. Sidhanam, people who have attained self-realization. And in commentary to that verse, it mentions that there are 40 million sages or something in the universe. There are millions and millions of people who have taken the path of self-realization. But it's very, very rare to find a Narayana Parayana. That means somebody who doesn't have any motive for worshiping the Supreme. Their only consideration is selfless service, service for service. No idea that I want anything in return from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just serving him out of pure love. This progression is also mentioned in the Upadeshamrita. Karmi bhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur gyaninas tebhyo gyani vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastata tebhyastha pashupala pankaja drishastha bhyo pisaradika prishtat tadvad iyam tadiya sarasi tam nashayat kakriti. This is a progression mentioned by Rupa Goswami when he's talking about gradations of people. And he says that, first of all, there's the fruit of worker. Now, there's a lot of fruit of workers in Silicon Valley. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. How many of them are following the Karmakanda section of the Vedas? Consciously. Really? Are they doing Karmakanda? Or are they aware of Karmakanda? It's not so. Nowadays, people aren't so aware. They just work hard. They listen to motivational tapes to get pumped up, and they get back out there. But karmibhya refers to karmis. These are bona fide karmis. They're actually karmis that know about, they're called elevationists. They know how the Vedic Shastra works, how by performing certain kinds of materialistic sacrifices, they can elevate themselves. I've only met one. I met a brahmachari in Calcutta many, many years ago. Some devotees told me, said, "You want to see something far out? This brahmachari over here, he's actually interested in going to heaven." You don't find that very much in the Krishna conscious movement. Say, heaven, we're not interested in heaven. So he wanted to go to the heavenly planets. So he hung around with the devotees, but he was performing some karmakanda sacrifices to go to heaven. I don't see many in Silicon Valley. But the karmis, he said, are dear to Krishna because they actually follow the karmakanda section of the Vedas. They're following some shastra, at least. And by following it, they get elevation. But because they're following scripture, which is, you know, emanates from Krishna, then they're dear to him. Karmibha parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayur gyaninas. But of all the karmis in the world, then the gyanis are better. Why are they better? Because they've figured out that all this interaction with the material world, if once you go up, you get frequent flyer miles to go up. And then as soon as you stop flying for a while, they say, "Who are you again? We don't recognize you anymore. You can sit and coach from now on, sir." No extra frills. And so that's what happens in the material universe also. People go up. They work very hard in order to get elevation. Aruya kurshena paramparam tata. Patantyato nadrita yushmarangraya. No matter what you work hard for in this material world, you end up losing it all in the end because that's the way the material world works. You use up your credits and you got to come back down again. So the gyanis are people who figure out that the whole thing is a scam and that they're not into it anymore. So they start to separate themselves from the material world. But those gyanis, actually, they're more dear to Krishna than the karmis. But as in the standard of Srimad Bhagavatam, naishkarm yam apyachuta bhava varjitam nashobate gyanam alam niranjanam kutak punas shashvaram bhadram ishvare What is it? Nacharpita karma yadapyakaranam. We'll try that again. Naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam nashobate jnanam alam niranjanam kutak punashte. It's not happening. Anyway, it was close enough the first time. Naishkarmyam means jnani. If somebody has figured out that I'm not really interested in the material world. But at the same time, that person's not interested in Krishna. They're just interested in getting out of the entanglement of the material world. So, naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam nashobate jnanam alam niranjanam means that these jnanis, although they've figured out the scam, and they're separating themselves from the scam, but through knowledge, differentiating what is matter, what is spirit, and then they eschew matter, which means they push it aside, and that they don't want anything to do with it. But if they don't have a chuta bhava, says Narada Muni, there's some emotion like all of you have. That's why you're here. You're so happy. It's Radhashtami, and you're sitting here, and you have some bhava, like let's get down to the temple and sit there and see Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. This is a chuta bhava. Say a chuta bhava. That's all of you. So if you don't have a chuta bhava, nashobate jnanam alam niranjanam, doesn't matter how much knowledge you have, that it doesn't look nice. And it isn't nice. It's not sweet. It's not beautiful. And it's not nice enough to satisfy the soul. What to speak of, the verse goes on to say that people are entangled in material activity, which is for people who are crazy. So then, tebyo jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastare. He said, better than the jnanis are the people who are practically liberated by because of their knowledge, and better than them are the devotees. And he's talking about the beginning devotees. They're above the karmis, above the jnanis, above the liberated people. You've got the devotees, those that are engaging even in the preliminary activities of devotional service. And then above those, you've got the paramahamsas, those who have come to the perfectional stage of devotional service. And then above those, you've got Srimati Radharani, the topmost servitor of the Lord, who's spoken about in the next verse. And so this is a hierarchy, isn't it? Isn't that a clear hierarchy? Isn't that what the human brain wants? Come on, admit it. You want to see a ladder, and you want to know what's on the top, don't you? Especially you guys. You all want to know what's the top spot. So the top spot, as it turns out, is not attained by knowledge. It's not attained by hard work or making Vedic sacrifices. But it's attained through surrender and selfless service. And in the Kali Yuga age, all of these things, knowledge, karmakanda, as we already point out, I only met one person in my life. Who knew what a karmakanda was and actually wanted it. And all these things are very rare. You're not going to get them very much. What you get mostly in Kali Yuga is brought up in the very beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, how's the verse start? No, how disqualified everybody is. Prayana palisha shabya kalavas minugejana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hupadrita. In the Iron Age of Kali, men have but short lives. They're quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and always disturbed. Should have pulled out a cell phone. Always disturbed. This is it starts off with what are we getting ourselves into here in the Kali Yuga age? All the sages at Naimisarani want to know, and Sutta Goswami said, this place is a mess. I mean, everyone's all disoriented, lazy. They don't, you know, it's a very difficult. Or as Devamrita Swami says, get ready for the zoo. It's a zoo out there. So what to do in this age of Kali? Well, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in this age. He has his own reasons for coming to the Kali Yuga. First of all, there's an external reason, and that is he has a duty to perform. He comes to the material world to save all the living entities because we're his parts and parcels. And so he says, Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And that means that, what are we, like four verses behind or something? It's good. We got a pandit in the booth there somewhere. Yeah, it must be Sutra Malika. What was I saying? Get ready for the zoo? Huh? Oh, Paritranaya. Verses will keep you on track. You just hold on to the verses. Except Paritranaya, the Krishna has his purpose for coming to the material world, and he comes here to help everybody stay elevated. He doesn't like to see the soul get degraded. In fact, you'll notice in the Bhagavad Gita, clues of this, when he mentions the mode of ignorance, he says, Jaganya Guna Vrittista. He calls it the abominable mode of ignorance. Like he's going, don't go there, don't touch it. It's so horrible for the soul. And the Shastras, like the Sri Shapanishad, say, Asurya Namate Loka, Antena Tamasavrita, Tamste Pratyabhikashanti, Ye Kechat Mahanojanaha. It says, if you don't take the spiritual life, you're killing your soul. So Krishna cares. He wants to save us. And in the Kali Yuga age, he comes on a regular schedule, but this Kali Yuga, he comes as Radha Krishna combined. And the reason is internal, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, but he notices that Radharani, because of her selfless mood of service, is enjoying more than he is. She's tasting a pleasure that's 10 million times greater than his. This tells you why all of the devotees, even the incarnations who are expansions of Krishna, are interested in seva. They want service. And so he comes for the purpose of experiencing what Srimati Radharani has in the spiritual world. And so he combines as it's Radha and Krishna together, and he comes to taste that same flavor that Radharani gets in her unmotivated, uninterrupted service to Krishna. So when he comes in the Kali Yuga, he has this very liberal, compassionate mood, the mood of Srimati Radharani, who's interested in uniting all the devotees with Krishna. And that's good news for all of us. Make it just a little cooler. Somebody. Sutra Malika does it all. And so in the Kali Yuga, we find that even the lowest personalities, they come in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they get the highest destination. For instance, Jagai Madai. They're mentioned as the most unfortunate creatures on the planet who have no good habits, no good qualities. They're known to be the most disturbing people on the whole planet. But when they meet Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they're elevated to the highest position of devotees. And this is the intention and mood of Srimati Radharani. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes as the combination of Radha and Krishna, then he brings that mood to the whole world. And this is the mercy of Srimati Radharani coming through. When Prabhupada commented on a statement that one of the Sankirtan leaders, Rameshwar Prabhu, was making repeatedly back in the 1970s, early 70s, like 1972, saying that actually the mood of Sankirtan, that is going out to give other people an opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness, even door to door, like knocking on doors, going to various places. Like I went in a liquor shop recently. When I was in New York, the brahmacharis made me go in there. I was showing them that people are nice everywhere in New York, including in the shops, and you can just walk in and introduce Krishna consciousness to them right in their shop because they're bored out of their minds in there. I mean, who wants to go work every day? So we went in, we were going in different shops, and they said, go in that one. And I looked and it was a wine shop. So we went in the wine shop, and as soon as I opened the door, I popped my head in, and then the two brahmacharis popped their head in behind me, and there was an Indian behind the he was so surprised. You go, uh-oh. Busted. And before I could even get to the counter, I heard the cash register cha-ching opening up. It's like, here you go. Let me off the hook. In the age of Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, runs after the living entities to give them an opportunity to take to Krishna consciousness. And so Rameshwar, who is leading the charge in Sankirtan in North America and around the world, was making these statements based on what he was reading from Prabhupada's books, that actually this mood of Sankirtan, of going out door to door, going to wine shops and so forth, was actually the mood of the gopis. And one devotee wrote to Prabhupada and said, you know, is this okay? Because it seemed to her that he was going a little too far, that, you know, okay, enough's enough. And Prabhupada wrote back and he said, yes, this is a correct understanding, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, which is exemplified by the Sankirtan movement, is the mood of the gopis. And we'll find that there's a parallel between the Sankirtan movement and the highest activities of Krishna in the spiritual world. In fact, Prabhupada, when he first started commissioning artwork, you'll notice that he has a split frame that on the top is the Rasa Lila, and on the bottom you'll see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates at Srivasangam. So Srivasangam, which is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first started his nocturnal kirtan, they would chant all day long. And by the way, they didn't sleep in the day either. There's no sleeping for a whole year. And that was the parallel to the activities of Krishna and the Rasa Lila in the spiritual world. The Rasa Lila dance is the Sankirtan. So the conclusion that our acharyas are bringing us to, and as we've brought up recently, Narottam Das Thakur in his song Gaurang Gera Dutipada points out that when you enter into Sankirtan, which is following in the footsteps, it's actually worshiping the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do Sankirtan. And that means the kind of Sankirtan we're doing here, which means going out and distributing transcendental literature. Make no mistake about it, this is not different from the Sankirtan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed. It is written kirtan. And going out and chanting the holy names here, there, and everywhere. At every place we get the opportunity, not considering what is a good place or a bad place, we'll go anywhere and perform this. This was the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this mood is the mood and the kind of worship that brings one to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So the best method of worshiping Krishna is selfless service as exemplified by Srimati Radharani. And she is our highest object of worship. We're actually Shaktas. Some people, because we worship the Shakti of Krishna more than we even worship Krishna. This is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once saw a man, a very prominent businessman, doing dandavats of Radhakund, Shamakund, and the devotees pointed him out, and he said, he does that because he knows that Srimati Radharani is dear to Krishna, but we worship Krishna because we know he's dear to Srimati Radharani. So this is the sentiment and mood brought forth by Madhavendra Puri, carried down through our disciplic succession, and our mode of worship hasn't changed. And it's accessible to everybody in this age because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Radha and Krishna combined. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And how is it available to us in Silicon Valley? By performing Sankirtan. You organize your lives around the Sankirtan. You don't have to give up your job. You don't have to give up your car. You need it to get around here. You also don't have to give up your style. But if you engage in sankirtan and use your style, use your car, use your apartment as a base to from which you go out to give other people opportunity to take Krishna consciousness, you're worshiping Srimati Radharani through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the only practical way to come to know the secret of pure devotional service as brought through our disciplic succession. It's very practical and it's available to everybody, and it doesn't matter where you're starting from. You can be the lowest person. You can have the more anartas than anybody else in the world. And if you worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan, you will come to the perfectional stage, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made this gift available to everybody in this age, and his process is completely purifying. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. And now we'll take a few reflections. Means anything that you heard so far that's stuck in your mind, and you can reflect it back. Srivas Pandit Prabhu.
We are Shaktas.
Ready with a microphone.
We are Shaktas. Thank you.
We're Shaktas. We finally admitted it.
So, Maharaj, you had mentioned that Radharani is the highest object of our worship. And can you elaborate a little bit on the mood? Like when we go to Vrindavan, everybody's saying Radhe Radhe, but we say Hare Krishna. So
that's exactly what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said, they say Radhe Radhe, we say Hare Krishna. Navina Nirada Prabhu gave a very nice explanation today. His classes are so, he's full of realization through his dedication to book distribution throughout his life and also studying Prabhupada's books meticulously for so many years. He's a stalwart. And he mentioned this morning when Gandharvika Radha asked the question about why don't we just say Radha or Radhe and so forth. Of course, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And there are statements in Shastra that the name Radha is absolutely sacred to us. We don't boycott Radharani, nor do we boycott her names. But we also, when we're taking the spiritual formula, the medicine that comes to us, we take it according to the prescription that it's given to us. And as he mentioned, when we're given that formula, it comes in a perfect form. And, you can go back and study the various methods and why people are doing like this or that and see the histories of it. Or you can examine our disciplic succession and conclude that we're taking in axiomatic truth. Prabhupada mentions that there are certain ways in which we say mantras that are in line with our acharyas and our understanding. But as Nivina Prabhu said also, there's a certain etiquette when you approach somebody. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when his followers like Jagannanda went to Vrindavan, he would tell them, don't do it like the locals. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his intimate followers, they wanted to go to Vrindavan, they went to Vrindavan, or he'd send them to Vrindavan, and he said, don't follow the locals, just follow my program. See, that's bona fide to do that. It's not that wherever you go, you have to like start imitating what everybody else does. We have our thing. We have our gunna, and we follow it. We have the way it's been given to us, and we're very careful not to change it. So when we get these prescriptions, here's your spiritual formula. You take it. Can I change it? Can I move this, that, whatever? Of course, you're not saying that at all, but the fact is that we follow the mood and method given to us by our acharya. And so Malati told me, when I used to fly out on flights, I'd text everybody, say, Radhe Radhe, and she wrote back, she goes, Prabhupada said, they say Radhe Radhe, we say Hare Krishna.
So Maharaj, here, when we greet each other, we say Hare Krishna. So how far back does it go? Is this something that started from Prabhupada's times? Or
no, beginning of creation. there's a friendly exchange between Brahma and Krishna. Of course, Krishna said, good luck, Brahma. He kind of like, Bhadram te, good luck with this thing. Hare Krishna. Yes.
I really like the point when you said that you know, devotees who worship Radha, they do it because they want to please Krishna. And those who worship Krishna, they do it because, you know, they're indirectly trying to please Radharani. And I was reflecting, actually, on a recent, you know, revelation while studying about the holy name to teach the Kaishura kids, right? And it's so fantastic to know, actually, that Hari and Krishna, we are bringing Krishna's Shakti together with Krishna simply by saying Hare Krishna. And that is very important for conditioned souls who have rebelled. The original source of all our problems and anxieties is that we have rebelled, we have tried to separate Hara from Krishna. And the moment we say Hare Krishna, we are accepting that we no longer want to rebel. We want to be the good children, not the rebellious children. And the repeated process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the right way for the conditioned soul to come to the platform of realizing one's own position. First of all, who am I and what did I do wrong? And then understand, then only we can understand who you know, what is my relationship with that one who's supreme. At least try to go in that path. Unless I realize and understand what my insignificant position is, I can't even start on that journey. So now that makes so much sense when Prabhupada says that, because Vrindavan is a piece of land that's directly the Goloka. There is no difference. The residents of that land, we cannot, you know, follow or even understand their level of consciousness, because we are still, I mean, I feel I'm very conditioned. I don't even know when they say Radhe Radhe what love and mood they have, what is their status, what is their, you know, how elevated they are and how insignificant I am. I don't even know that. So we just want to follow Prabhupada.
Yeah. And very nice points you made about how Krishna and his Shakti are together. We're worshipping a deity in sound.
And I just wanted to, one more reflection that is so merciful and magical and mystical, that Lord Chaitanya, when we worship, like, you know, we say that even in devotees or non-devotees' homes where they have meat eating or things where it's not very conducive environment from according to the standards of devotional or spiritual life, simply by offering incense to Lord Chaitanya, the person is making progress in pure devotional service. And that is so much wonderful, because actually they don't realize they're worshipping Radha and Krishna together. They're bringing his Shakti and, you know, together. It's like Hare Krishna. The process comes down to the same thing. And Lord Chaitanya is two in one. So.
Yes. Nice points. I was going to quote a verse from the fifth chapter of the first canto, Iti Murti Abhidhanina, Mantra Murti Mamurtikam, Yajite. Okay. Iti Murti Abhidhanina, Mantra Murti Mamurtitam, Yajite Yajya Purusha, Sasam Yag Darshana Puman. Narada Muni says that one can get a full darshan of Krishna through the mantra. He appears there especially. It makes it a very simple thing to approach him in that way. Amurtikam. Yes, Sundar Prabhu.
You were mentioning about how the Lord actually comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, trying to understand the love that Srimati Radharani has and the happiness that she experiences. I just wanted to bring this verse, which is Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 1:6, the translation of this is desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachidevi as the moon appeared from the ocean.
Thank you very much. It's also reminded me that Srila Prabhupada's father, who he described as a pure devotee in his own right, would invite every kind of sadhu over to the house that he could find anywhere, and he would ask that they give him a blessing, bless his child, that he would become a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. That was his father's request. And when Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta, you'll notice in his writings that he's praying to Krishna that unless you please Srimati Radharani, then, you know, if you please Srimati Radharani, then everything will be successful. So his focus was always on how to serve Srimati Radharani. Yes, Prabhu.
I like the point which you mentioned about the gold standard of service that is personified by Srimati Radharani of unmotivated and unconditional service.
Yes, because people all the time ask, are there different religions? Is your religion different than other religions? And we bring back to this gold standard that is set by Srimati Radharani, ahaituki apratiyata. That is, wherever you find service to God that's unmotivated and uninterrupted, this is where you find the gold standard. And that's what we're interested in, not the external ways in which somebody's worshiping or performing rituals, but the mood of their service has to be unmotivated and uninterrupted. That is, can you live in it always? Are you always performing service in everything that you do and using everything in Krishna's service? And do you want anything in return, or is it service for service? Ashlishava parvatam pinashtumam adarshanam marma hatam korotuva yatatatava vitatatu lampato ma prananatastas eva naparaha. This verse from the Shikshashkam is spoken by Srimati Radharani, and she's saying that even if you don't show yourself to me, Krishna, adarshanam, you withhold yourself, still I'll go on worshipping you. And that's the mood of Srimati Radharani, that whatever pleases Krishna, even if it's promoting some other gopi, that she'll do that if she knows that pleases Krishna more. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for a wonderful class. Speaking of like how you said that we are actually Shaktas, we worship Krishna because Krishna is dear to Radharani. So that brings to my mind my past, when back in Kolkata. So they have a big Durga Puja, and Bengalis are known to be Shaktas. So they are all worshippers of Shakti. So one time my father-in-law asked me this question because he's from a Shakta background and now he's a devotee. So he said, he asked me this question that we worship Ma Durga and we call her Mother, Ma. So why do we not worship Radharani as Ma? Because, and I was not prepared for that question and little confused. So I just told him at that time that Radharani is always worshipped with Krishna. So Krishna, so there is no separate worship like we have as Durga Devi. So that's why it may be, you know, it's always Radha Krishna. It's not like Radha, like as mother, like that. So but that was, you know, in my limited understanding, that was all I could speak on that topic. But I would like to know better from you, what is the...
Well, there's Shakti... And the Shaktiman, the source of the Shakti, are one and the same, and they're different at the same time. And this verse, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmat, Ekat Manav Api Bhuvi Pura Deham Bedo Pat Gato Tao, all these Tao Taos are talking about division, you know, the one has become two for enjoyment. So you can't separate one from the other. It's like the sun and the sunshine. They're one and different at the same time. So these are
Krishna is one, but he's expanded himself, Eko Bahu Shyam, for his own pleasure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Venda, venda. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo, bolo. Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya. Is your mic on?
I just pulled it. Monica.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya.
Radhe
Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate. Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite.
Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite.
Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate.
Radhe
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate.
Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite.
Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite.
Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate. Radhe 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 Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate.
राधे जय जय माधव जय जय तारिणी मंदल महित तारिणी मंदल महित राधे 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 जय जय माधव जय जय राधे जय जय माधव जय जय तारिणि मंदल महित तारिणि मंदल महित राधे 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 जय जय माधव जय राधे जय जय माधव जय तारिणी मंदल मोहित तारिणी मंदल मोहित राधे 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 जर राते मरण देशे हरि मिश्रित वृंदा विपिनेशे जर रति वर्धन देशे हरि मिश्रित वृंदा विपिनेशे राधे जय जय माधव जय जय राधे जय जय माधव जय जय तुल तारिणी मंदल महित कुल तारिणी मंदल मोहित राधे 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 कनुताजे नमस्ते चिले के लालित सके नरमिता विशाखे पनुकाधी नव सचले थे लालित सके गुण रमिता विशाखे राधे जय जय माधव जय जय राधे जय जय माधव जय जय कुल तारिणी मंदल महित कुल तारिणी मंदल महित राधे 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 करुणा गुरु माए करुणा बरेते सनक सनातन वनिता चरिते नम गुरु माई करुण भरित सनक सनातन वनिता चरिते Hey, Radhe, Jaya, Jaya, Madhava, Gayatri. Radhe, Jaya, Jaya, Madhava, Gayatri. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Rare Rare Sham Sham Rare Rare Sham Sham Rare Rare
Sham Sham
Rare Rare
Sham Sham
Rare 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 Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayate Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayate 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 Radhe 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 Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayate Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayate Dharati Varana Veshe Hari Nishmita Vrindavi Pineshe Vishvanu Dadi Navashesh Leke Lalita Saki Gunaramita Vishake Nam Kuru Mai Kana Gavrite Sanaka Sana Tanda Varita Charite Hey Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Gayate Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Rare 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 Damodara Rati Parana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrindavi Pineshe Barudadi, Nala Shashileke, Lalita Saki, Naramita Vishake. Karunam Guru Mai, Karabarite, Saraka Saraka, Navarita Charite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhav Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhav Jayate Gokula Taruni Mangala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mangala Mahite Rare 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 Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhav Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhav Jayate Damodarati Varana Veshe Hari Nishuta Vrindavi Pineshe Ushapanu Dadi Nala Sheshleke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Nam Kurumai Karuna Varite Sanaka Sanakana Panita Charite Hey Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhav Jayate Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe 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 Jaya Jaya Madhav Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhav Jayate Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhav Jayate Damodara Rati Varana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrindavi Pineshe
Krishna Panu Dadhi Nava Shashi Leke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishake Nam Kuru Mae Kuna Dorite Sanaka Sanatana Bonita Charite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Kuvataruni Mandala Mahite Kuvataruni Mandala Mahite Rare 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 Sham Sham Rare 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 Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Rare Rare. Rare 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rare Rare, Rare Rare, Rare Rare. Rare Rare Jai Gaur Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Jai Gaur Hari Bo
Jai Gaur Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Jai Gaur Hari Bo
Jai Jai Prabhupada 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada
Jai Jai Prabhupada
Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Premanande Shri Radhashtami Mahamahotsav ki Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki
Shri Shri Lakshmi Nisingadev Ki Jai Jai Shriman Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Gopremanande Nitai Gaura Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Nitai Gaura Hari Bo Jai Om Vishnupad, Pam Hamsa Parivajika Chaitya Stotra Shri 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 Mata Pai Charanara Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charja Stotra Shri 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 Mata Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Gosai Maharaj Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prems Gho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Sari Gora Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gogopina Shyamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Shri Radhashtami Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai Sam Beta Bhakti Rindi Ki Jai. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. Gaur Prem Anande. Natariyar Marman. Natariyar Marman. Natariyar Marman. Natariyar Marman. Hey! Natariyar Marman. Natariyar Marman. Natariyar Marman. Natariyar Marman.